Welcome to Tech Talk with Blossom. I'm your host, Blossom Babalola, and on here we talk about everything about the software engineering career, sometimes even bringing you lived experiences of other software engineers to help you make better decisions about your career as a software engineer. And if you are planning to get into tech, then just to give you an insider view of what it currently is like. So if that's your cup of tea, I hope you sit back and enjoy. I just dealt with a difficult team member. Can you tell from my voice? I really hate conflict, or the things that are built up to conflict. I don't like the feeling of being on bad terms with someone. I don't feel comfortable. Sometimes I even struggle to breathe, and then I think that that's not a normal reaction. So yeah, I thought to just record this podcast, sharing my insights on how I've dealt with difficult team members and how you can too. By the way, it dawned on me that I've never mentioned that these opinions are mine. I mean, I never thought I had to, because if I am sharing my lived experiences, of course the opinions are mine. But it's come up that I actually have to explicitly state that these opinions are mine. I'm sharing my experiences. And so they are not yay and amen. It's not set in stone. You can just take my experiences, if it's possible for you to rinse and apply to your situation and learn from it. You know, it doesn't mean you have to take everything I say and just regurgitate it out. Some things might not work for you, some things might, but I'm hoping that majority of the things will work for you, but that you also make your own rules as you go along, but sharing tips that help making those rules a little bit easier. Okay, just thought to put that disclaimer. So, you know, when working with people, conflict is, I don't necessarily want to call it conflict. I was previously going to say, you know, how to resolve conflicts with difficult members, but I was like, you know what, just let us out how to deal with them. Even before we start discussing, you know, now that a conflict has occurred, how do we resolve it? How do we actually deal with difficult team members? And this is just a backstory that nobody asks for, but I'm from a really large family. I have biological siblings. I have adopted siblings. I live in a large house with a lot of people. And so it's inevitable that events leading up to a conflict might arise every now and then. And the first thing I've noticed too, you know, dealing with difficult people is to avoid conflict at all costs. And rinse and repeat that. I've applied it to my workplace scenario. So that's my first tip. Avoid conflict at all costs. You know, this evening, because I'm recording this on a fateful evening, yeah, and I just successfully avoided a conflict. So, yeah, people are always going to be people. And I think that I'm being biased with the use of the word dealing with difficult team members, because the truth is that sometimes situations occurs or arises that doesn't necessarily define who these people are as a person. If someone was, you know, if there was a workplace issue with me, or maybe just, you know, a general issue with me, it possibly doesn't mean that I'm difficult. It just means that there is an issue with me. So rinse and repeat to the other person. It possibly doesn't mean that this team member is a difficult person. It just means that you're in a difficult situation with that person. The use of difficult team members was just, it just came to my head, like, you know, in the heat of the moment. So I just threw that in. But I think it's also, let's give that room for grace. Let's accommodate everyone's excesses and just not define them by a particular situation that happened at work. So, yeah, just putting that out. But for the sake of the rest of the podcast, I'm going to use difficult team members. But you get the gist. Doesn't mean that they are, you know, a difficult person. It's just that situation. So the first thing is just to avoid conflicts. Things that causes difficult, tricky situations at work is misunderstanding, miscommunication, difference of opinion, which I think is normal. I mean, in a team, you obviously want to have the same value, but it's not possible that you always have the same opinion, which is a good thing. You don't want to think, you don't want everyone to, be thinking the same way. So it's conflicting opinions, conflicting ideas is sometimes good. You then throw them around and pick out the best. But yeah, these are the three major things that I found that causes conflict: miscommunication, misunderstanding. Someone is communicating and you're hearing something else, or it's being interpreted differently than what they mean, and difference in opinion, and being unable to actually settle on something. So what happened in this instance was, so I took an initiative for the team, and this other person was kind of like, don't do this, don't do that. And for one, the tone was completely off. When you talk to people, it's not all about what you say, it's also about how you say them. Don't talk to people anyhow. You talk to people with respect, and that's why your tone matters, even when you say things. I mean, if I'm saying things like, "Yeah, I'm happy. Yeah, I'm happy." I'm not sure you even heard that, but basically, I was trying to say that I'm happy in the lowest tone possible. You are probably not convinced that I'm happy, but if I'm like, "Yeah, I'm happy," so the tone, how you convey things matter. So irrespective of what you say, how you say it also matters. So that was what happened earlier today, and I was so mad because okay, and that thing that also causes conflict is lack of context, right? Because this person lacked the context to which I had to, give this take this initiative out. So I was with stakeholders, the team was not making decisions yet. Everyone was kind of like, "Oh, I'm busy. Oh, I can't attend the meeting." I mean, we've been pushing off the meeting for a while now to agree on something to tell the stakeholders. So during the meeting, I was just like, "Oh, you know what? We're going to have something for you by tomorrow." And I was like, "I told them I'm going to have something for them by tomorrow." They're like, "Oh, you shouldn't have done that." One person like just went off, basically, like went off. I felt like, just take. Do you want cane? Do you want to just like put me in the detention room? It was, don't talk to people anyhow. So yeah, so that was what happened. So you have to, what I did in that case, because I was so angry, I stepped out of the situation. Of course, it was online, so I didn't literally step out of the office. But what I did was I didn't say anything because I didn't want to speak in the heat of the moment. And like I said, I'm from a really large family, which has, I believe, taught me how to handle conflicts well, because I don't like being uncomfortable. And when I'm having issues with someone, I am very uncomfortable. I just can't even function well. So I try to avoid it at all costs. And so I found out that one of the things that work for me is to not, engage in that conflict when there is a misunderstanding, a miscommunication, lack of context, or any other thing like that, any cases that leads to conflict. I just step out. I don't say anything in the heat of the moment. I don't react. I just try to step out. Don't say anything. Let everyone calm down, and then you just address it amicably. So that's the first thing you want to do, even in your workplace situation. Don't make it a conflict. When things are building up to lead to conflict, don't speak based on how you feel. I feel like reacting in the heat of the moment never ends well. So that's the first tip. Don't do that. The second one, you want to clearly state your boundaries. There are times where team members have made a joke and I didn't find it funny, and I'm like, "I don't understand. Can you please explain?" I find that when people make jokes and you're like, "Okay, can you explain the joke, or can you explain it?" And then it's no longer funny because they actually can't explain it. And so another situation is you want to just find out, "I don't find this funny. Oh, I don't understand this." You want to clearly define your boundaries, things that you do not like, things that you won't take, things that, how you would like to be spoken to, how you would like to be addressed. You want to clearly define your boundaries. I feel like early on, I carried on a whole lot of hurts in my heart against team members early on in my, working on hackathons, working on projects and all, not just my current role. And there are times when something happened and I just froze, and I just kept it to myself. But this is not too good. You also want to help the other person because you are not going to be their only team member. You want to help them develop soft skills, help them develop character, so that when they are in similar situations in other places, they will act better. So it's not only for you and to, you know, get out how you feel. You also want to help the other person. So clearly state out your boundaries, so they know that people have boundaries and they are accommodating of them. Don't bottle up things. Don't ignore things. You want to state it. And that leads me to my third point, effective communication. Do not ignore things. Do not suppress things. Do not be, I don't know what's the word now, blunt or just offensive. And yeah, you want to politely address issues. So that's where effective communications come hand in hand with setting your boundaries. You want to politely set boundaries. You don't actually want to come off as rude, as, you know, yeah. Where even while communicating boundaries, while communicating flaws, errors, giving feedbacks, you want to do this politely. So that's one way to avoid conflict. Like I said earlier on, it's not just the things you say, it's also how you say them. So even when you are trying to avoid conflict and bridge whatever brewing ill feelings, you want to clearly state this. And I found this more effective during handoffs with back-end teams and QA teams, because most times you're just like, how is this not clear? I mean, I don't even want to get into that, but there are some QA that is like, you know, did you even check the design? I mean, if a QA is telling you that, oh, this screen is not looking like the design, like, oh, and you are like looking at it, like, this is the design, and you can just say that, can you? There are sometimes when you want to react, like, what are you saying, blah blah blah, but it's better to just politely draw things out. Oh, can I see the design you are viewing? Perhaps it's named wrongly and it's not my implementation you are checking, because sometimes these things happen. They check the wrong design with the wrong screen and they are just dishing out any review. But you don't want to respond in the tone that you feel. You want to take a step back and try to understand where they are coming from. So just communicate politely. That's effective communication to help avoid conflict. I'll be doing that myself. Like I said, I'm in the middle of an almost situation. I didn't like something. I didn't address it. I stepped out. So now, after this podcast, obviously, I'm going to be stepping in to address, like, okay, so this is the context to which I did what I did, and I apologize for how you feel, for how you took it. It was not my intent. I also didn't like this. I think you could have structured this statement better. I mean, it's basically that simple, but there's no way I'm thinking this logically in the heat of the moment when they said that. That is why you need to step out, because if you don't step out, then I'm also replying things like, do you what do you mean? And then everyone is kind of like going off, and you want to avoid that. I mean, that's the biggest point in trying to deal with difficulty members. Just avoid conflict at all costs. If you just avoid it, if you can, please do. Draw out boundaries with difficulty members. Let them clearly know. Don't be afraid to be firm and state your position. Effective communication. Politely state how you think. Don't most times difficulty members lack effective communication. They lack structure. They possibly lack emotional intelligence on how to approach matters. So you don't want to go that route. You want to be the logical person. You want to communicate effectively and politely. And lastly, I would just say, this is just an icing on the cake, is just be a decent person. This is something that's helped me. I try to be respectful of everyone, every single person. And like I said, I think this actually has to do with my upbringing and background, and just translated to the workspace. You want to be respectful to everyone. You want to be polite. You want to be a decent person, basically. Just be kind. Don't do to others what you wouldn't want them to do to you, or how is it being said, that thing, basically. Just be a decent person and you'll be fine. If you are a relatively decent person in the face of dealing with a difficult team members, I think you'll be fine. Just be kind with your speech, be respectful, be polite, try not to, you know, dish to them what they are dishing to you, and I think you'll be fine. So these are the things that have personally helped me deal with difficult people, difficult members across projects, across multiple jobs and stuff like that. If you have anything that's helped you, I'll be willing to know, because I love pointers, I love guides, really. I just like to, there's never an end to learning to be better. If there is anything that you think will be helpful, I would really love to know, and you can find me on any of my social platforms. Thank you for listening. Bye. Thank you for listening and hanging out with me. As always, I hope you learned something new, pondered or something new, or something just made this whole thing worth your time. You can catch me on LinkedIn, it's Blossom Babalola. On Twitter, it's Blossom Babalola. And everywhere else, it's Blossom Babalola. Till next episode, keep building, keep doing awesome stuff.